Australia's big superannuation funds are under pressure to veto the multi-million dollar bonuses of some energy company executives. A report from the environmental advisory firm Market Forces says super funds are hoodwinking investors by rewarding executives for expanding traditional fossil fuel projects despite committing themselves to climate-friendly policies. The Australian Council of Superannuation Investors has rejected the claims of hypocrisy but wants greater transparency on how bonuses are calculated. Market Forces Executive Director Julian Vincent spoke to the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Super funds will really love to tell their members that they're engaged on climate change, they care about the issue, and they're working with companies to get results and transform companies and transform the economy, when what we've found with this report is that they're actually voting for the executives of fossil fuel companies to get fat bonuses to go and explore for more fossil fuel reserves, when we've got far more reserves that we can actually burn for a safe climate.
So you're worried that there's evidence that super funds like to have the policies on the shelf or on the website, but they're not actually delivering in a meaningful way to shareholders?
Yeah, the statements will come through from super funds. They'll often sound very reassuring. They'll sign up to commitments and pledges, but the proof's in the pudding. And when you're actually voting, you're giving a big tick and more than that, a big fat handout to a fossil fuel company executive to do something that is actively contradicting climate change action. Well, you've got to ask some questions about whether they're genuine.
At a time when super funds are committing to the 2-degree climate change benchmark, surely this is hypocritical for both companies and super funds, which get to vote on these bonuses.
Yeah, that's precisely what it is. I mean, it's an absolute hypocrisy for funds to be saying they are helping to steer the economy in a direction that's compatible with limiting global warming to below 2 degrees, and then incentivize, not just incentivize more fossil fuel exploration, but actually do it on behalf of their members. We have to remember here that super funds manage this money on behalf of millions of Australians. So this is actually our money being used to vote for fossil fuel executives to get bonuses to damage the environment and worsen climate change.
And this is important because super funds wield so much voting power at annual general meetings and have already called companies to account on executive pay for a range of other issues.
Yeah, exactly. It's the old adage, money talks, and we're talking about assets worth about 20% of the ASX. You know, that's a huge chunk of change there, and that's very influential. Now, if funds were serious about steering the economy towards one that's compatible with limiting global warming, we would be seeing not just voting down remuneration packages that incentivize this wasteful spending, but we'll see a lot more evidence about the measures that funds and their representatives are taking to get change out of companies.
And this is at a time when even existing fossil fuel reserves might be unusable or rendered as hidden assets in the future.
We've got about 5 times as much fossil fuel reserves sitting on the books of companies than we can safely burn. Many investors have started writing to companies saying, listen, you need to either change your business model, or if you're going to be incompatible with a future economy, do the decent thing and start returning capital to shareholders, because otherwise that's a huge risk for investors.
You've identified 7 listed companies in this report where bonuses via strategic objectives are tied to unearthing new fossil fuel reserves. What company is the biggest example of this?
In terms of Australian companies, it would probably be Santos. So the CEO of Santos, you know, if he meets his objectives for expanding and replenishing fossil fuel reserves, then he's up for around about $850,000 next year. And that's a bonus that super funds would be voting for. That's all of us voting for the CEO to get a great big bonus.
And another big example, though, a foreign company is BP, which is currently considering drilling in the Great Australian Bight. And that's at a time when commodity prices are already at record lows.
Yeah, I mean, the Great Australian Bight is just an example of how preposterous we're getting in terms of looking for more fossil fuel reserves. We're talking about an area that's about as deep as where the Deepwater Horizon disaster took place in the Gulf of Mexico. We're talking about depths that are equivalent to that. And BP's got some familiarity, of course, with oil disasters. We're looking for more dangerous, dirty, expensive fossil fuel reserves.
But surely energy companies need to keep quite a big foot in traditional energy sources while getting themselves prepared for a future of renewables.
That's a line that we've heard for many years, and we need to see a transition. You know, what we're saying now to super funds is, if you're invested in companies that are not compatible with a safe climate future and show no signs of wanting to be compatible with a safe climate future, well, it's time to divest.
That's Julian Vincent, Executive Director at Market Forces, with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.